This is Baseball Outside the Box with Peter Caliendo. Innovative thoughts from baseball's best coaching minds from around the world. Brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. Now your host, former USA Baseball National Team Coach, Peter Caliendo.
Hey everybody, Pete Caliendo. Yes, we are in beautiful country of Taiwan. We're in the WBSC Premier 12, the top international baseball event around the world. The top 12 countries are competing here in Taichung, Taiwan, and we are in the first round. We just finished the first round. Beautiful facilities, great hosts, unbelievable press conference. Can you believe that? This is Baseball Outside the Box. I'm your host, Pete Caliendo, and we are excited about today's show because we are on the road again in the beautiful country of Taiwan, one of the greatest baseball countries in the world. So we are excited. So let's get rocking and rolling with our guest here. We're very lucky to be able to pick from many guests from international baseball, and we continue to bring you some of the best ones. And now we're going to jump over to probably one of the best at the top baseball countries in the world. You've heard me talk about it on the show. That is Japan. Outstanding in everything they do, not only the game of baseball, but umpiring and anything that they organize. They are fantastic at it. The next round, the super round of the WBSC, will be held in Tokyo and also in Chiba, Japan, which is right near Tokyo, about an hour away. That will be the next round. All the teams are coming from different areas. We'll have teams from our region in Mexico and also in Korea. Four teams from each round will be coming, two from each round will be coming to Tokyo, and we're going to be there tomorrow. We're going to be doing some shows also from there. So again, let's get ready with the show. I'm going to tell you about our special guest, Takeshi Hirabayashi. He is the NPB, which is the Professional Baseball League in the Japan, and that is the top professional league. He is the umpire supervisor. He's been doing that for 8 years. He was an NPB umpire for 9 years. He's also our assistant director of umpires with the WBSC, and that is the World Baseball Softball Confederation. And he was a minor league umpire in the United States for 11 years. So he's got a great perspective on umpiring in the U.S. and also in Japan. But we're not just going to talk about umpiring. We're also going to mix it up a little bit. We're going to talk about baseball in general and the differences in baseball in Japan and also in the U.S. And we're going to go back and forth and talk about that. So let's get rocking and rolling. Let me introduce to and welcome Takeshi Hirabayashi. Welcome to the show, man, my good friend.
Oh, thank you very much, Peter. Thank you for inviting me to your show. So I'm Takeshi Hirabayashi from Japan. Hi, everyone.
And, you know, Takeshi, he's got a tremendous amount of international experience, so this is going to be a lot of fun. You know, let's just get started with it right away. Let's talk about, you know, let's start with the umpires in Japan.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the difference between maybe umpires in Japan and umpires in the U.S.
Okay. So I think get very, very, very get close right now. Very close,
very close
to the USA and Japanese umpire system right now. But 20 years ago, big difference. Big, big difference. Everything difference. Like strike zone, maybe professional baseball umpire salaries, everything different, but right now very get close each other.
What about, is there a difference in strike zone at all?
You know, USA strike zone changing, big changing right now, right? Used to outside strike zone is very wide, big, but right now and inside strike zone very tight, used to,
yes,
but right now very, very what the
small
strike zone, because GE system,
yes,
or many machines bring in major league baseball,
yes,
so make tight strike zone. Japanese strike zone used to very tight, but right now a little bit wider, so that's strike zone is very close right now, but used to very big difference.
What kind of technology are they using in Japan with umpires? Are they using any kind of technology?
Nothing right now.
Nothing on television. They don't have the box.
Yeah.
They show strikes.
Yeah, we have a trackman. I think every team has a trackman data.
Yeah.
So that we can see like what is the correct rule book strike.
Yeah.
Then we know each umpire. I know my strike zone and the rule book strike zone, what's different between these. So we have a very small strike zone.
And as far as training is concerned, you know, umpires, what do they do in the off season to get better as umpires?
Just keep your health. Keep your health
is important.
Yeah, yes. So maybe jogging or go to the gym or that may be American umpire too.
Yes.
But most important thing, refreshing mind. During season, we have many like bad memory, good memory, bad memories. But we just very important things to refresh my memory.
Is there any kind of technique you use to do that? Any kind of, is it meditation sometimes?
Yeah. Kind of meditation. And we do, many umpire do like eye training, eye moving training. Like we don't want to move. Moving head and only we can use
eyes.
So that's very important to see a pitch and out save. So decisions. So eye training is very important, right?
Very interesting because that's folks, you know, in hitting the eyes move and not the head.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very important. Now the other part of the umpires is might be a little different than the U.S. There seems to be less arguing in Japan.
Yeah, yes.
Is that a cultural thing or how does that...
Yeah, I think that's a different culture.
Yeah.
But I don't know, in USA, but right now, generation is changes.
Yes.
So young generation not don't want to get argue each other,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Because I was an umpire in Japan 15 years ago, I had many arguments. And many player yelled to me, or manager argued to me a lot. But right now, not many argue and say something to umpire, very few. So maybe a little bit generation changes, I know.
You mentioned that generation. The younger umpires now coming up in Japan and the older ones staying.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a difference between the two and maybe, you know, how they do things or how they used to do things?
Yeah. I feel that way because I'm a supervisor.
Yes.
I have to teach umpiring to the young umpires. Then my time, if supervisor says something, a little bit like, hey, you don't do this, or something, do this, then it's okay, my time.
Yeah.
But right now, I say, hey, don't do this. Maybe that guy, oh, shit. Like, very, like, not strong heart.
Yeah.
Young generation right now, I feel like.
Yeah, and folks, if you're hearing some background noise here, we are in the Evergreen Hotel, the host hotel of the WBSC International Premier 12, the best event in the world. And you get a little background, you got some, and you might even hear some different languages. We had some Cuban umpires here talking to our head supervisor, Gus Rodriguez of the WBSC.
Hey, Gus, Pete, how are you?
Yeah, Gus is kind of in the background. He's been on the show before, and he's kind of listening to Keishi, you know, just in case he says something wrong. But, you know the Japanese, they don't say anything wrong, so Gus isn't going to be able to say anything right now. I love Japanese baseball. I love Japanese umpires. The culture, I think it's so fascinating. As an umpire supervisor, what are some of the things that when you go to a game that you're looking for your umpires? How are you evaluating them?
I'm very important for, I'm looking for a good reaction to the play, and a good read the play, or maybe read the situation, and who take care of everything in on the field, like in the dugout, maybe outfield fence, or we need though everything during a game. So because of what's happened, maybe I can prepare. If I know something, then I can prepare. That's very important thing for umpire too.
And a major league umpire, also you have a minor league system. Do the umpires move up and down or just up?
Yeah, we have a kind of a like a major league baseball call up umpire. Which mean minor league umpire sometime go, or maybe major league umpire take vacation, then that spot minor league umpire go up to the major league games. So that's, they call a call up umpire. We have too, in Japanese baseball, we have a call up umpire.
Call up also.
Yeah.
And I know you and Gus do a lot of programs where you're educating umpires in different parts of the world. Are there different similarities between the two countries when it comes to the technique of an umpire, a stance, a, you know, how they sit behind home plate, how they're at first base? Is there differences there?
Yeah, big difference maybe 10, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But almost same right now.
It's coming together.
Because we send the American umpire school.
Mm.
Every umpire went to umpire school already. All Japanese professional umpire went to umpire school already. So that means we adjust to the American umpiring.
Yeah. Now, I've brought several teams to Japan. Now, these are amateurs, so the umpires would come out, and you know, I taped a couple of unique things, and I think a lot of times they're trying to prepare for the game. What they would do is my pitcher would be warming up, and the umpires would come to the bullpen, and the home plate umpire would watch pitches, you know, and the other umpires would stand in the batter's box. So there's always something different that maybe umpires do in Japan, that's because they're thinking ahead a little bit. Is there anything different that they do at the major league level for preparation?
You know, major league umpire never go to the bullpen take a pitch or see the pitch or something like that. Don't, no practice.
Right.
But they think don't need practice because the bullpen and the game different. Different looks. And maybe different feel.
Sure.
So they think they don't need practice, but we need practice sometimes. I don't know why. Maybe we don't have enough game experience, so that's why we cover for that. Then we go to bullpen and take pitch, maybe 100 pitch taking, then a little bit makes help for our make strike zone. Little bit, but we just trust to practice make a good umpire.
What's a typical spring training look like for umpires in Japan?
You know, spring training different system between USA and Japan. We start spring training February 1st, very early time, right?
Yeah.
Maybe 1 month earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Then team go to spring training same time. Then umpire go to team spring training. We separate umpire, then send each team, maybe four or five umpire, send one team, and the other team have four or five umpires. So then they don't have a baseball game at that time, February, start of February, no game, just practice themselves. Then we go bullpen, then no game, so just go to the bullpen and take a pitch.
So you're watching the pitchers in the bullpen?
Yeah.
Ah.
Maybe at least 100, maybe 200 pitch a day.
Wow.
So
they see 200 pitches a day?
Mm-hmm. I mean, couple pitches.
Couple pitches, yeah. That's fantastic. That's mm-hmm. That really gets some preparation.
But I don't know, good or bad, because different game baseball and the pitching in the bullpen, that's a different. So
yeah, it's not game speed.
No batter.
Is there any? I mean, other than the games, is there any other way for umpires to train game speed?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe, you know, infield, outfield practice or infield practice, some team do this. Then maybe put umpire over there.
Yeah.
Then hits maybe out left field. Fongo hitter hit the left field. Then maybe umpire moving.
Rotations.
Yeah, rotations. And maybe, yeah, we have a four-man mechanics, same as the USA. We do just moving practice.
Now, you've obviously had a lot of experience in baseball in both countries.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that. What are some of the differences about, just in general, the game of baseball that's mm-hmm. different in Japan when it comes to the U.S.?
I think the biggest difference between USA and Japan, American people, players, coaches, managers, maybe number one top priority is have a fun. Right?
Yeah.
But in Japan, winning a game. So that's a biggest
winning
difference.
Is the number one thing in Japan.
Yeah.
Now, from my experience, it seems to be from all levels, mm-hmm. baseball, every level, mm-hmm. not just professional.
Yeah, kids.
Yes.
Even the kids.
And Japan has been very successful at all levels internationally, mm-hmm. one of the best baseball countries in the world. They don't have the numbers we have as far as players in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
With that system of being tougher on kids and wanting to win,
mm-hmm.
it's been pretty good, but what have been the negatives about it?
I know, many things, because two strategy things
yes.
to the kids too. So kids doesn't know.
Too much strategy?
Yeah, and you know, baseball has a manner, right? Yeah. Baseball manner. We have a baseball has a rule too. Japanese player coaches know rules, but doesn't know the manner. So that's why
manner. When you say manner,
manner. Common sense of fair play.
Common sense play.
Yeah,
fair play.
Yeah, fair play. So okay. Not in the rule book.
Sportsmanship.
Yeah, not yes. in the rule book.
Right.
Japanese coach. Everything do this to the winning of the game. So that's we need a more wall or barrier or something like this.
Yeah, it seems
to
like
enjoy baseball.
It seems like they will try to win any way possible.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, and it's at expense of sometimes mm-hmm. we hear this a lot in the U.S. Sometimes even Japanese young pitchers pitch too much.
Yeah, yeah. That's yeah. I disagreed that for that
pitching too much.
Mm-hmm. You know, most of Japanese players, young players like kids, junior high school players, their goal is a Koshien tournament.
Yes,
like high school
big
national
high school.
Big nice national tournament.
Right,
and every twice a year, spring and the summer. And summer is the biggest tournament.
Yeah.
So every young players, their goal is join the Koshien tournament.
Koshien tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a lot of pressure. What else do you see different in the game between the two countries, as far as maybe training or strategy or? You know, what the Japanese maybe focus on more, pitching, defense?
I think Japanese baseball more focus on the defense and pitcher and defense. And they think zero nothing game. The one nothing game is the best game in Japanese baseball.
But if they can, they'll score two runs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
here, USA, I think more runs score.
Yeah, we're more offensive.
Yeah. So if we lose, some team lost 6 run score, but we can get the 7 run score. That's a winning. So that's American baseball. But here, Japan, just nothing, that's the best. So just get the one run score, then they can win. That's a big difference.
And folks, we're sitting here, this Baseball Outside the Box, from the beautiful country of Taiwan. As a matter of fact, at the Evergreen Hotel, we are also at the same time watching Canada against Australia. Right now, 1-1. It looks like in the third inning. Very important game here, because only two teams will qualify from that round and go on to Japan. So it's beautiful, man. All baseball here in Taiwan. It's all about baseball. Hey, listen, Takeshi, you talk about Japanese baseball. We also see, seems like they're very successful because, and I want to get your understanding, that when they train, they do a lot of repetition over and over and over, lots of it. Has that been something successful for Japanese baseball?
I think so.
You also see them, it's a very traditional sport, you know, the great Sada Harao, who we've had a great time with, you know, working with at the World Children's Baseball Fair. You know, he has that famous Japanese batting stance with the, you know, where the bat is straight up, you know, the leg comes up. Yeah, that's it. Now, you know, sometimes I wonder, where did that start? Was it somebody, you know, is that a technique, or is that because somebody was doing it before and all the kids want to do the same thing?
Yeah, I think most of kids learn from a professional player.
Yes.
Like star player.
Yeah.
So just
you see Ichiro
imitate,
doing that.
Yeah. Like just like try to be Ichiro. So then many kids try to like same batting style.
Yeah, you don't see different styles from different kids. In America, you see all kinds of different styles. In Japan, you see only one style.
Yeah, that's a...
And that's why I was thinking, boy, they must follow that style.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe Japanese coaches need they focus on the fundamental.
Yes.
Same style every kid. Yes. So
and over and over, same thing. Now do they use technology when it comes to coaching?
I think so. I think so.
A little bit of technology, but it doesn't seem like they changed the technique. The technique has been the same for many years.
And I think they should know each person, each player has a different talent, right?
Yes.
Different instinct.
Yes.
So that's why we coach just should adjust to each player.
Ah, that's good. Hey, are you seeing that more in Japan?
No,
you're
not
still
many.
Seeing the same, training the same ways. So folks, and then it's been successful. You know, I mean, the Japanese are one of the best, you know, countries in the world when it comes to baseball. Now, I don't know if they do make some changes, they might be even better. But Japan's a very traditional country.
Yeah.
Change comes very slow.
You know, our nationality maybe very difficult. We don't want to change.
Yeah.
Just we keep same way. That's easy. Right? So change is a more need power.
Yeah.
So that's why we don't like changes. That's a national. I think nationality.
Yes.
But we have to change right now.
And that's what we're going to go into right now. I want to ask you, if you were the commissioner of Japanese baseball, what would be some, understanding that the changes, you may not do them right away, but what would be some of the changes you would make in the game of baseball in Japan to make it better? Because we talked about why they're good. Now, what can make them better? What do you think?
Change baseball.
The actual baseball?
Yeah.
Tell us about the baseball in Japan. Different?
Yeah, big difference. Small baseball.
Smaller?
Yeah.
Ah.
I think easy to say our baseball, just small baseball.
Yeah.
We like bunt. To try one run score.
So you think bunt too much?
Too much.
Yeah, statistically we see that now in the States where the bunting it decreases your ability to score, but the Japanese still use it.
Yeah, still use it. Then, let's say a pitch about pitcher.
Yes.
Pitcher try to miss swing. Then he tried to throw ball pitch. That's a difference. American pitcher try to strike pitch, right?
So the guy, you throw one pitch, he swings, he misses, mm-hmm. and now they throw the ball outside.
Yeah.
They don't go in the yeah. strike zone again.
And I think a catcher's signal to the pitcher,
yeah.
hey, give me a ball. Ball pitch.
He does not
That's a Japanese strategy. I think USA, most of the time, need a strike.
Yes.
So that's a big difference. Everybody think sometimes need ball pitch.
Sure.
In Japanese baseball.
Yeah.
That's a normal. But here, USA, I don't think so.
Interesting.
So that's a big difference.
Takeshi, we hear about Japanese pitchers pitching a lot. Do we see a lot of injuries in Japan mm-hmm. when it comes to pitchers?
Yeah.
At all levels?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So do you attribute that to too much pitching?
Mm-hmm.
Because the Japanese training is mm-hmm. pretty good. I mean, the physical training mm-hmm. of the body is very good.
Yes.
So is that too much pitching?
I think so.
And is that at the younger levels, mm-hmm. Nobody controls that? They can do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm. So, and I think most of coaches just try to pitch a lot, like maybe 100 pitch a day,
wow.
maybe next day, maybe couple of days, straight couple of days, 2-3 days, maybe pitch 100 pitch, then they think more get better. So
we see a lot. We see a lot of Japanese pitchers. They're pitching in the game, then they go to the bullpen and they keep throwing. They don't sit between innings.
No.
What's the reasoning?
They believe get better.
Ah.
So maybe
because they're always doing it. They just keep doing it and they get better at it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I notice also at the here in Taiwan at the WBSC Premier 12, even the catchers before they even go into batting practice, the pitchers are throwing balls in the dirt and the catchers are blocking. These are major league players still working on blocking during the season.
Yes.
And do the Japanese teams practice during the season?
Yes.
So they don't just play the season, the pro league, but they practice? Do they practice in the mornings, every day?
Before the game.
But every day?
I think almost every day.
Wow, and then you wonder why they're so good, that they're practicing even before they have a game at night.
Mm-hmm. The next morning or maybe like a noon. So, professional baseball, game starts, let's say game starts 6.
Yeah.
Maybe home team players get the ballpark maybe noon. That's a normal.
Yeah.
That's a normal. So they like practice.
Now we're seeing a change in the U.S. when it comes to that. In the U.S. they used to come early.
Mm-hmm.
Now some managers like Joe Bannon in Chicago, he would close the clubhouse.
Really?
Yeah, no batting practice, close the clubhouse. And he tells them to come maybe, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
For a 7 o'clock game, because he wants them to relax mm-hmm. and
rest because
they're being at the park too mm-hmm. long before a game. So interesting, the different philosophies a little bit. Japan's still a little bit more traditional.
Yeah.
When it comes to that. All right, Takeshi, this has been fantastic. One thing I want to end with,
mm-hmm.
Give us an idea, anything you could think of with Japanese baseball that you feel needs improvement from the umpires.
Japanese baseball?
Yeah. What areas do they need improvement in when it comes to, it can be anything, umpires, players, coaches, how they train, we talk about with the young kids, the coaches are too tough,
mm-hmm.
too hard on them, they're not having enough fun. Mm-hmm. But is there anything else that,
I think baseball is a very important part, is one of the parts, is mental, right?
Yes.
So we need more mental training and mental, very good mental coach or good people who teach about this area, so we need.
Yeah.
Then maybe a little bit need more rest, need more relax, need more some refresh. So we very difficult to this.
Yes, and but it looks like your history has a history of, you know, the history of Japan.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of mental training, mm-hmm. a lot of physical training. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a cultural thing
mm-hmm.
that has kind of developed into the mm-hmm. baseball training.
Mm-hmm.
Also a little bit military style.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It seems like you're extremely organized.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the small things are important. The mm-hmm. attention to detail, you know, very important. Is there anything else that, you know, makes Japanese baseball either good or not good?
I think a good thing is a very organized.
Very organized.
Exercise, practice, batting practice, pitching practice, fielding practice. Very organized. And they have a skill, knowledge for this.
Mm-hmm.
Many coaches have a skill of practice and very organized practice system they have. But like I said before, but not many team has a mental coach or that area coach. So
even in the major league level, mental training. You know, now in the U.S., you know, it used to be nobody had it. Now in the U.S., every team has at the major league level, but
mm-hmm.
they have it throughout the minor league system.
Mm-hmm.
Their sports psychologists, yeah. you know, who are dealing with the mm-hmm. how to deal with failure.
Yeah.
So this has been fantastic. You know, Takeshi, I want to thank you for being on the show.
Thank you. I was enjoyed talking with you, so thank you very much.
Well, thank you. That was Takeshi Hirabayashi, the MPB Major League umpire with Japan Baseball Supervisor. We're both going to go together along with Gus Rodriguez, our head supervisor umpire for the WBSC. We're heading tomorrow to the beautiful country of Japan.
That's an
awesome place. Yes, Takeshi's country, and it's outstanding. Every time I go there, folks, I can tell you I learned something on and off the field on how to become better as a person, individual, how to get organized, how to be creative. They're always trying to think ahead. They don't wait for somebody to tell them what to do. They're always thinking ahead. So if you ever get a chance to see Japanese baseball, check it out. Takeshi was talking about Koshian, it's amazing. There's some, you know, and I'm going to paraphrase, but there's some 46 teams, single elimination from all over the country, and they go into one city, you know, with Koshian Stadium, where they play 4 games a day, 20 to 40,000 fans a game on national television. They finally come down with one winner. And he mentioned it. He said that,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's all about, they do put a lot of pressure on their players. Well, you're talking about a single elimination tournament. Now, that's incredible. You don't hear that very often. Usually, we always give teams a second chance to try to win. Not in Japan. You don't get that second chance. You got to go all the way and win every game. So this has been an outstanding show from, you know, again, Taichung, Taiwan. Don't forget, check us out on Baseball Outside the Box at Baseball Out. I'm your host, Pete Caliendo. Email me at petercaliendo@AT&T.com. I will answer all your questions. And remember, we are in the beautiful country of Taiwan with some of the best baseball countries from around the world. And I got to tell you, this tournament here, the first round has been extremely organized by the Chinese and Federation here, the Chinese Baseball Federation, headed up by Chris Day, who we've known for a long time. Chris kind of just walked into the area here, and he's wearing his Tokyo jersey. I'm not sure why he has a Tokyo jersey on, but hey, Chris, we're wondering why you got a Tokyo jersey on.
We're going to Tokyo, man.
Yeah, we're going to Tokyo, and congratulations on the Chinese Taipei team making it to the next round. We all congratulate you. And the Chinese Baseball Federation, the Chinese Taipei Baseball Federation.
Thank you, Mr. Caliendo.
Great organization. So, folks, this is Pete Caliendo. I will say goodbye from Taichung, Taiwan. And we will see you on the next show from Tokyo.
This has been Baseball Outside the Box with Peter Caliendo. Listen online at baseballoutsidethebox.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets. Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter. Get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.